I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. The White House has announced that President Biden will have a one-on-one with Vladimir Putin on June 16th. Jimmy Fallon said, yeah, it's a nice reminder that after a year in quarantine, you're going to have to see some people you don't like. I can't wait to see how these two guys try to out-macho each other during the summit. Biden will be like, I don't need a bathroom break, do you? And Putin will be like, no, in fact, let's take off our shirts and have a pec flexing contest. Yeah, this will be their first in-person meeting since Biden told Putin, I don't think you have a soul. It's going to be fun when Putin tells Biden, say once more so I can use you for outgoing voicemail. Seth Meyers chimed in, they just hope it does not come down to a staring contest because both of those guys have had a lot of Botox. Could be a long one. James Corden said, according to the White House, Biden and Putin will discuss a full range of pressing issues from Ukraine to government hacking to whether or not they correctly guessed the killer on Mayor of Easttown. On The Daily Show, Trevor Noah discussed the confusion over the CDC's relaxation of mask guidelines. On the one hand, you have the CDC saying take off your mask. On the other side, you have experts saying that it's crazy. The CDC is taking fires from all sides, but guys, they're just reflecting on what the science says, and everyone agrees that if you are vaccinated, it's very unlikely you will get sick or spread the virus, even without a mask. It's like me clicking install updates now rather than remind me later. It's technically possible, but it's not actually going to happen. It's a little weird to me that some fully vaccinated people are treating their faces like limited edition Pokemon cards that can't be let out of the box, but at the same time, I do get it. If you spent a fortune on masks this past year, you want to keep wearing them so you get your money's worth. But let's be honest as people, wearing a mask, even if you don't need to, harms literally no one. People are out here wearing fancy Crocs and fanny packs. It's fine. Do whatever makes you comfortable for whatever reason you want. From the Mary Sue, Seth Rogen was asked about the subject that usually trips up most comedians of every race and creed. That topic, cancel culture. Susanna Reid from Good Morning Britain asked him about jokes that are controversial from Seth's past filmography. Seth Rogen said, there are certain jokes that for sure have not aged well, but I think that's the nature of comedy. I think conceptually those movies are sound, and I think there's a reason they've lasted as far as people watching them and enjoying them today. Jokes are not things that are necessarily built to last. As someone who grew up watching the problematic comedy of the sitcoms of the 90s and 2000s, a lot of topics have not aged well. One of my favorite shows on The Nanny, there's trans jokes, Donald Trump cameos, and a bunch of slightly cringe incidents that very much mark the era in which it was made, but I don't think that stops me from watching it. I just choose to be aware of it. It's possible to address the problematic ways in which comedy punched down on LGBTQ people and still accept that something holds value to you. As a comic, all you can do is continue to grow, and honestly, that growth is what makes comedy an ever-evolving genre. To me, when I see comedians complaining about this kind of thing, I don't understand what they're complaining about. If you made a joke that's aged terribly, accept it, and if you don't think it's aged terribly, then say that. To me, it's not worth complaining about it to the degree I see other comedians complaining about it. I was never a comedian that made jokes that were truly designed to target groups that were subjugated in some way. Have we done it without realizing it? Definitely. And those things in our movies, they're still out there, and they're things I'm more happy to say that have not aged well. But in my Twitter, I've never made a joke that's outwardly horrific in some way. And if you have, I would question why you did that. Saying terrible things is bad, so if you said something terrible, then it's something you should confront in some way, shape, or form. I don't think that's cancel culture. That's you saying something terrible if that's what you've done. From the Block Telegraph, Brendan Schaub becomes first comedian to tokenize podcast with NFTs. I'm sensing a press release kind of story here. Yeah, Brendan's innovative mindset has allowed him to be a pioneer in the NFT space. That's how normal people speak. By becoming the first comedian ever to offer his dynamic podcast content inside of a special NFT. In this propaganda, we learned that Brendan has a history of adapting and becoming the best in his area of focus. Schaub quickly recognized the need for digital fan memorabilia via unique tokens. He has recently created that solution in the NFT space by becoming the first comedian to ever curate a podcast on a blockchain, the NFT experience, blah, blah. I don't care, man. And I invest in Dogecoin. Dogecoin had a pretty good week. My son and I made some bucks. We might have made $100. Humble brag. Yakov Smirnoff announces 2021 season. Comedian talks Branson return, world travels, and new opportunities in the Soviet Union. 2021 season announces you. Hack joke. I made it. You laughed. Last year, Yakov's show was called Laughter Vaccine. This year, it's called Laugh Your Mask Off. Yakov Smirnoff says, my focus is people being cooped up and they're really tired of politics and they just want to let go and just laugh at silly stuff. I have plenty of that. The other piece that Americans need is some kind of hope. This has been my privilege over the years to help people feel hopeful and look at America from a different angle. When you're laughing, you cannot be sad. Smirnoff says, I was concerned after the election there might be challenges in America, which, thank God, nothing major happened. But I grew up in the former Soviet Union, so I kind of anticipate things a little bit different. I'm going, oh boy, this could get hairy. My desire was, you know what? If we're somewhere away, he was on tour at this time, we can kind of look and see what's going on. We went to Mexico first for a couple weeks. There's a big Russian community in Indonesia. My wife said, you want to go to Bali? And I'm going, all right, minus 10 degrees here in the winter versus 80 degrees year-round in Bali. I'm in. During his 4 months in Bali, Yakov Smirnoff said he found himself once again speaking Russian to do seminars and relationships. I really like doing that. I like sharing knowledge with people, and they were very interested. I started filming the conversations and got 6 of them filmed. Now I'm in the process of translating them into English and putting them onto YouTube to see what people say. While he was traveling, he had a couple opportunities. I got a call from Ryan Reynolds. He has this Aviation American Gin. And they said, we'd like you to do a commercial with Ryan. They paid me to do a commercial and film my part in Bali. And they filmed his part in L.A. And now they're putting it together. It should be out in the next month or so. That's kind of exciting. When he was in L.A., he ran into Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock. I'm thinking, how can I get a picture with them? Chris Rock comes over to me and says, Yakov, can we have a picture with you? I'm going, pinch me, somebody. How do you even know me? Chris Rock said, when we were kids, we were watching you and we were learning comedy from you. It was like, wow, that's so cool. In Soviet Union, podcast takes commercial break for you. From Variety, the CW has commissioned 3 new TV specials, the Scooby-Doo reunion special, the Waltons homecoming, and Bebo Saves Christmas. Where do we even start? In the Scooby-Doo reunion special, the Mystery Inc. gang reunites at Warner Brothers Studios. Is it still called that? I thought you guys were calling it Warner Brothers Discovery. Terrible name. Anyway, wherever it is, they reunite to reminisce about their favorite cases and how they were filmed, but it turns out that the back lot may have its own monster problem. I like this. This is meta. Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, and Scooby-Doo investigate this mystery while celebrating the legacy of the franchise during this 1-hour special. That sounds exciting. Scooby-Doo reunion. I recorded yesterday and today back-to-back, so I have no voice left. Let's head for home with this story from the New York Post. Singles are flocking to a roving weekly comedy show called Updating, which puts 2 love-seeking locals on stage for a first date in front of a live crowd. For the participants, it's literally blind dating. Their eyes are shrouded by a blindfold. The show requires would-be daters to go through an online casting process that involves sharing their Instagram handles and telling the organizers about their last first date with humor. There's a waitlist of 600 people waiting to be featured. Co-creator stand-up comedian Brandon Berman says the demand is even higher than expected. It's fulfilling what everybody needs right now. The show is held at Sour Mouse, a place on the Lower East Side of New York City. They're operating at 35% capacity right now. One contestant, Becca Wise, she's 28 years old. She said, as I approached the stage, I may have needed to get my footing and happened to put my arm out. Remember, these people are blindfolded. And I ended up touching his six-pack, so that was some definitely telling information. The host did have him make a muscle, and I could feel it. I was seeing with my fingertips. Her date mate, Luke Varelis, said, the biggest thing I picked up on about her is that she's very outgoing. I could tell if I brought her out with me, she wasn't going to be sitting around quietly. She seems to be the driver of the fun. I was very impressed by what she looked like. Very happy on that front. They've been on 2 more dates since. Updating, this is called. The founder said, are we the best matchmakers in the world? No, but I think we're doing a better job of making sure someone leaves with a date. Some nights, that's all you need, folks. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. See you tomorrow.